I'm going through a paternity suit to prove Heather is mine.
A battle for custody.
He didn't want nothing to do with her.
You have other children?
One from when I was younger, one from my previous marriage, and one with him.
Are they fighting over their daughter?
She collected welfare.
He refused to work.
You left that out.
Or who gets the welfare check?
It all fits together. You always follow the money.
Judge Judy.
Gotcha.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 31-year-old school bus driver Caroline Van Sloan is suing her former live-in boyfriend, 35-year-old truck driver Marvin Schaefer, for mortgage payments and lot fees on their mobile home. Marvin is countersuing for half the mortgage payments that he paid.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom, please.
Now, this is case number 19 on the calendar in the matter of Van Sloan versus Schaefer. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Miss Van Sloan, you and the defendant live together, and you have a child together. Is that right?
That's correct.
You live together for a period of time in what I assume is a mobile home?
Yes.
Then you separated. It is your claim that the defendant owes you mortgage fees and lot fees, and it looks like for a three-month period when they were not paid. Is that right?
That's right.
You were married at the time you were living together to someone else?
Separated.
But married?
But married.
The defendant is counterclaiming for one half of the 3 years worth of mortgage payments that he made. Since you're not together anymore, he wants the money back that he put into the mobile home. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Were you working when you were living together?
No, I was taking care of our son and doing in-home daycare for a friend.
So he was primarily employed?
Right.
You have other children?
Yes.
How many other children?
Two.
So you had one child from your marriage?
No, one from when I was younger, one from my previous marriage, and one with him.
Who paid the mortgage?
I did.
I paid the mortgage. He paid the lot rent.
And how much is the mortgage?
The mortgage is $265.76 a month.
And how much is the lot rent?
The lot rent, it fluctuates. It can be anywhere from $400 to $500 a month.
That's the big fee.
Right.
It's much bigger than, and he paid for that.
Correct.
Now, why do you think he owes you for these 3 months that he was living there and didn't pay?
Because he refused to work. He's a truck driver, and they were calling him with jobs that were only to Wisconsin, which isn't too far from Minnesota. And he was turning them down because they weren't enough money for him. And eventually I got tired of him turning down jobs. He got depressed, abusive, decided he didn't have to pay for anything and was just going to look for a free ride for a while.
That's incorrect.
Just a second. And you said out.
That's right. I have order protection on him because he got abusive towards me, had my son calling me names, swear names.
Do you pay child support, sir?
Yes, I do.
How much do you pay in child support?
I pay about $300 a month, $330 a month.
$322, Your Honor.
And when did you start paying the child support?
The day he was born, the minute he was born.
How were you paying child support?
It was to Ms. Van Sloan through a county deduction.
You mean even while you were living in the house, you were paying $322?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, but we spent it together. It was like holding his money for a week and like putting it in the bank for a week, and then I would get it a week after he got paid, when we would be broke, so we would spend it together.
Why is it that you were paying child support? I don't understand that.
When I moved in with her, Richard had left, her husband had left. She collected for a period of time when Richard left, AFDC.
She collected welfare?
Yes. And as she collected welfare,
to help pay for bills,
they automatically deducted it from my check.
Gotcha.
Okay. You want to keep going on the welfare?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I got it. All fits together. You always follow the money. How long did you collect AFDC? Until
for
when?
2 months, just to get back on my feet after leaving my husband and siding with him.
Only 2 months?
Yeah. It was basically an emergency assistance I jumped on to have them help me pay my lot rent.
So $400 to $500 a month is all, Mr. Schaefer, that the plaintiff says you contributed to the household during the time you were there. Is that true, sir?
No, it's not.
What else did you contribute?
I contributed to everything, the food that was in the house, the clothing for all our kids, and I mean our kids. I'm going through a paternity suit to prove Heather is mine as well as Travis. All my paychecks went to Ms. Van Sloan.
Is that how it worked?
Yep. I was an over-the-road truck driver or a mechanic when I worked local in town. If I was over the road, Ms. Van Sloan would go to work, pick up my check, and cash it through a mutual friend of ours and deposit
in
her account.
I never cashed his checks.
Did you ever put them in the bank?
No.
Did you ever pick up his checks?
Nope.
You never went to his job and picked up his checks?
I picked up his check, but I did not cash it.
That's not what I asked you. I said, did you ever pick up his check?
I picked up his check once, yes.
And what did you do with it?
I brought it to him to have it cashed because he was going over the road.
All right, let me ask, did you have a checking account?
I did that he drained money out of until it went belly up.
Your Honor, she had a checking account, but my check went into her checking account, and I quit putting my check in her checking account after I found out she had overdrafts of over $300 and half my check was gone.
Listen, Ms. Van Sloan, you're not entitled to half of anything. He's paid child support pursuant to an order. He contributed to the support of the household. You're not entitled to
He did not pay for anything for three months before.
Listen
with
to
his
me.
Depression.
He contributed to the support of the household $322 a month, which comes directly out of his pay. Now, Mr. Schaefer, let me get to your countersuit, sir. You want back the money that you put into the mortgage?
What I did is I paid the full mortgage. Like I say, Ms. Van Sloan had full control over our finances. My sister is here to testify that we borrowed money from her and that Ms. Van Sloan told her she was in charge of our finances and would make arrangements to pay her back, which she has yet to do. My sister now looks at me as I owe money to her, and I can understand that.
He has the vehicle we borrowed the money for.
I do, yes. So I am taking care of the debt with my sister.
Absolutely.
But
that's your job.
Yes, Ms. Van Sloan.
You left that out, Mr. Schaefer. Don't leave anything out, sir. You borrowed money to buy a car. You have the car.
Sorry. Right.
You pay for it.
Right.
Why do you think you're entitled to a penny back from her?
Because I'm not asking for the full amount back. I'm asking for half of the mortgage payment I put in, assuming that half the mortgage payment would be mine because I live there. I had access to the house. I did live there.
Did you have an agreement with her that when the house was sold, you would get half the equity that you put in? The answer is yes or no.
No.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Caroline Van Sloan says ex-boyfriend Marvin Schaefer left her with all the bills. Marvin says he gave Caroline his paychecks, and it's her fault the bills weren't paid.
Did you have an agreement with her that when the divorce was final, the property would be put in both of your names if you were together?
Yes.
No, never. I have my ex-husband right here as a witness that I would never say that.
How does your ex-husband know that you would never say that? But it doesn't make any difference whether you would never say that or not. Truth of the matter is, you were not together. If you had an agreement with her that if you stayed together and got married after a divorce, they'd put the house in both your names, then you're paying for something that you might have equity in. But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen.
Understandable.
So we
were to get married after her divorce was final with Richard. And then
everything
was... I assumed
that was the plan for a while.
Right.
Then it just didn't...
Exactly.
That just didn't happen.
That's right.
That doesn't mean you get your money back. You live there, right?
Yep.
You say two of the children are your children, and that's what you're claiming, that two are your biological children.
Yes.
Right now, only one has been established, so that...
The other one he never cared about. He asked me to
Your
get
Honor,
an abortion.
Your Honor, that's not true.
I made him be a part of her life, and when I did that, I was spending a lot of time with him, and that's how I ended up with our son.
Okay.
So otherwise, he didn't want nothing to do with her.
Do you have an action pending with regard to that child?
I will be filing it within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's fine. That will give you some rights if, in fact, the child is yours. And then you'll be paying probably more in child support for two children, but you'll also have the right to see that child. Listen, he doesn't owe you any money, and you don't get any money for the mortgage payments.
Even for the 3 years that I paid his tax debt off?
Listen, this is not a potpourri. He was suing for certain things.
Right.
Sometimes you go into a relationship, and if it's not a marriage relationship, you go into a relationship with high expectations that everything is going to work out.
Right.
But if it doesn't work out, you don't get all your money back unless there is a contract. This is still your former husband. You're not back together again, I assume.
No, he's my best friend, Your Honor.
Okay, well, that's good. You currently divorced?
No, we're separated still. We're not currently divorced.
How long have you been separated?
3 years.
That's all.
Pfizer, excuse you, may step out.
There's women out there that are going to look, try and get pregnant from you, take you for your money. That's what Ms. Van Sloan did to me, and she'll do it again.
Don't be suckered by a man you think you're in love with.
And now the next case.
All parties on Ayotte versus Swanigan. Step forward, please.
50-year-old carpenter Dan Ayotte is suing his ex-fiancée, 35-year-old registered nurse Janice Swanigan, for the return of an engagement ring and a bracelet. Janice says Dan never proposed, and the jewelry in question was a gift.
Mr. Ayotte, according to your complaint, some 2 years ago, you and the defendant were together, and you gave her what you claim to be an engagement ring and an engagement bracelet.
Yes, Your Honor.
You broke up. You want the ring and the bracelet back. The defendant says that both items were gifts, and the ring was never really an engagement ring, that you got it from one of your ex-wives.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Jewelry that you had sort of hanging around the house. When did you begin to live with the defendant?
She moved in with me in August of 99.
When did you give her the ring and bracelet?
Last of August, 1999. We went searching for an engagement set. We had thought about getting together in years prior. We've known each other for 12 years. So we went searching for an engagement set, and that is one that she liked the most at the diamond store. So I got that one.
You mean an engagement ring?
It was a matching set, ring and bracelet. And
I never heard of an engagement bracelet, sir.
Okay.
Have you an engagement bracelet?
First time for everything.
I know. You mean she found what you considered an engagement ring and a bracelet that matched?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
I asked her to marry me, and she said yes. We didn't set a date at that time.
Well, you couldn't have, according to your complaints, or you were still married.
I was still married, getting
That's
a divorce.
That's sort of hard to do,
yes,
set a date.
Yes, it is. And that was supposed to be over with quickly, but it did not end up that way.
That happens.
The battle went on.
And what about the battle with the defendant? Was she sort of antsy about this divorce taking so long?
Yes, Your Honor, she was.
That sounds about right.
She lived there for a year with her two children. We got the girls in school, and then she decided that that is not what she wanted. She gave up custody of her two girls to her husband, which lived in the area, and she moved back, broke up with me and moved back to Texas.
How old were the girls?
At that time, they were 9 and 13, I believe.
When did you move back to Texas?
Ma'am, it was in April.
April of 2000?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. Took the ring and bracelet with you?
Yes, ma'am, and he knew I took it with me.
Why didn't you sue her before now?
She had threatened my lawyer with getting involved in my divorce and trying to make things difficult for me. She had called my ex-wife-to-be's lawyer and tried to give them information that would cause problems for me. So at that time, I decided to drop it.
So what made you pursue it now?
I don't believe that it was fair that she didn't give them back to me when she said that she would give them back to me when we broke up.
Did she say, I'll give them back to you?
Yes, she did.
Well, tell me about that.
We had some problems on and off, and at one time, I actually took them away from her. Not off of her fingers, but I took the boxes that they were in. And when we made up, I gave them back to her again. But she says, you'll know when this is over because I'll give them back to you and it'll be over.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dan Ayotte says ex-fiancée Janice Swanigan won't return his engagement ring.
Now I'll leave you a version.
He never proposed to me. We did not go and look at jewelry. I never saw that jewelry until it was at his house, and we did talk about it, but there was no proposal. We had a formal that we went to on one evening. I said it would be nice to wear the jewelry.
How did you know about the jewelry?
He had told me that there was jewelry, that he had bought a ring.
So he told you he had bought a ring mm-hmm. for you?
Yes.
And what about the bracelet?
He also said that there was a matching bracelet, and it is matching. It is a bracelet that matches the ring. I wore it. There's many occasions that I wore them. I wore them both many occasions. Still no proposal. There really was never set a date because he couldn't.
I know he couldn't because he was married, but you knew that.
Well, it didn't start out that way. I didn't realize that it was going to be quite as lengthy.
So let me go back for 1 second. You did, in fact, just testify that you knew he had bought the ring and the bracelet for you. Is that
yes.
right?
He did.
Well, then, can you tell me why you swore in this answer that you filed He had the ring, and one night we were going to a formal dinner, and I mentioned that it would be nice to wear it. He said, go ahead, and went to the dresser drawer where he had a bunch of jewelry that he had taken back from his five ex-wives.
That's what was in the jewelry. He has a collection of jewelry from his ex-wives. He's been married five times, and he does have jewelry.
This suggests that it wasn't bought for you, that it was just a piece of jewelry from one of the old wives.
No, I knew that this ring and jewelry was bought for me.
Can I see your receipt, please? Go ahead.
That's it right there, and that's what I still owe on it.
He had some difficulties with the money paying for some of these things once we got into the relationship because...
I'm not interested in that.
Well, I paid for part of this jewelry.
How much?
One check was for $200, another check was for $1,000.
That's not true, Your Honor.
$1,165.
How come she paid some money to this jeweler?
Because I was getting divorced, my lawyer said, I didn't realize it at the time, but it wasn't a good idea to buy anything. And I had cash, and she said she would pay for it, and I just gave her the cash.
You never told me that, sir.
Well, I'm not sure what is all significant. There's so much to talk about.
I'm not talking about what you did to her and what she did to you. I'm just talking about a bracelet and a ring. I stick to business. She didn't tell me that she had made any payments on this.
She didn't. She wrote the check for me because I couldn't show a lot of money going out at the time. My lawyer said it wasn't a good idea.
Explain to me why you wrote these checks.
Why did I? One
yes.
We had talked about, I really did like the jewelry, and he was concerned about the money flow from showing money from his ex.
Yeah.
And I told him that I wanted the bracelet, that I would pay for it. It just got complicated because he was always concerned about the money issue, about the cash outflow showing.
Well, did
anything.
He give you any cash for this money?
No, he didn't. You know, and I also have, he's emailed me off and on throughout, and I have several emails here that even show, and he even admits that this, there was no deceit on my part, that this
see.
Is, this was, these were gifts, and they were, and that I, one even states that I could do as I like, and he agreed with that.
Just a second. Then I decide to just get the ring and bracelet, which I have always thought it was strange that you had to have, even though we were not engaged, as you have said. So you say you weren't engaged, but he's not agreeing with that. How much was the ring, sir?
Do you have the receipt on that up there? I don't recall.
You paid $2,051?
It must be it.
14 carat yellow gold, 1¼ carat diamond. Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
1¼ carat diamond? Was that a center stone, 1¼ carat diamond? Or 1¼ carats of total diamond?
Total, ma'am.
There's a photo that diamond shop tore out
see.
Of the...
The bracelet, forget about, sir. Why don't you forget about the bracelet?
Okay.
There is no engagement bracelet. I never saw that in Miss Manners. What do you do with an engagement bracelet? Did he tell you you could keep the ring?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Tell me about it.
I had a very difficult time with the fact that I was subpoenaed to testify against him in his divorce case. So it made Christmas very difficult. And that basically was my Christmas gift.
Listen to me, madam. Don't give me bull. He didn't give you this ring Christmas time because he bought it in August, okay? He didn't hold on to the ring from August till December when you were having a difficult time and give it to you as a gift. No man does that. They don't have the attention span to be able to hold on to it. So don't give me baloney. He bought the ring in August. He gave it to you in August. The bracelet's hers. The ring is yours. Where's the ring?
Ma'am, I don't have the ring. That's why I was going to talk about the breakup. What
did you? Just a second. I'm not interested in the breakup, madam. Why don't you have the ring? Did you sell it? Did you give it away?
No, I sold it, ma'am. That's how I paid my way to get back home when he had me escorted out at 9 o'clock at night with no way home.
Oh, okay, so you sold it. I don't know whether I believe that. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,051, which is the amount of the ring only. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I still love her, and it's unfortunate that it's come out this way.
Well, I don't believe it's right, but, you know, you have to go with what the judge says.
I did a lot for her while we were together, and I feel that she really treated me wrong.
We'll get over it.
Don't spend a lot of money till you're married.